This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Neurology and Brain Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, neurologist Dr. Harry Karasidis, MD, who specializes in sports concussion management with 25 years of experience studying brain trauma and having thousands of athletes using his protocol. He wrote his new book, Concussionology, to help preserve the game while protecting the athletes. Dr. Karasidis, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you back with us. Now, for starters, we hear so much about concussions all the time, especially within the NFL. What exactly is a concussion to kick things off?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that because there's so many misconceptions about concussion injury. And concussion really is an injury. It's an injury to the brain trauma. You can think of it as a sprain of the brain. I call it the brain sprain. And not to minimize the injury, but to highlight the fact that although it's an injury that people do heal from and recover from. Concussions are quite common, and at times they can be serious. They can cause disability and lack of participation in daily activities. But the good news is that they can be managed. There are advanced tools that are available here and now that can assist and mitigate the risks of concussion injury.
How can parents and athletes prevent CTE, which is what is portraying the movie Concussion?
Yes, CTE is chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That is a Alzheimer's-like condition that occurs in athletes that sustain repetitive head trauma. There is a concern that a large number of NFL professional football players have been discovered to have chronic traumatic encephalopathy. More research is really needed to figure out what the actual risk is for, let's say, youth leagues and for high school sports and the like. And so we really don't know what the risk is of developing CTE in the long run in these younger and non-professional athletes. But it is a concern, and it does require more research. In spite of the need for research, however, we do know a lot. We know a lot about the injury itself. We know about the pathophysiology of the injury, what are the symptoms like, and the recovery process in recovering from this kind of traumatic brain injury. So the real message at this point is that in order to reduce risks, both short-term and long-term, concussions must be managed properly. And that's why I wrote the book, Concussionology, was to bring that knowledge, the knowledge of my experience over 25 years of treating athletes with concussion injury, to the parents, to the athletes, to the coaches, so that everybody's on the same page with regards to concussion management.
Dr. Karasidis, what are the keys to your concussion protocols designed for all sports levels?
You know, I've developed the four R's of concussion management: recognize, report, recover, and responsibility. When I say recognize, I mean that all the people involved, including the athlete himself, but even the people that surround the athlete, the coach, the teammates, the parents, even officials of the game, should be aware of the signs and symptoms of concussion and be watchful in situations where the person's at risk for the concussion. Report refers to a number of things. One is the athlete, the parent, the teammates, all should really be free to report that they feel that an injury may have occurred, so that the concussion doesn't go on undetected. You know, the CDC has estimated that as many as 90% of all sport-related concussion injuries go unreported, and that has to change. There has to be a cultural shift in prioritizing brain health over gameplay. When I say recover, I'm talking about providing the standardized recovery protocols, not to rush an athlete back into gameplay where he can be put in harm's way for re-injury during the recovery process of concussion injury, and then, of course, responsibility. There's the bystander effect that's so common amongst all injuries, but particularly with concussion. The bystander effect is that we all see the big hit, we all know that there could have been an injury, but then yet nobody does anything about it. And so my urge to fans, to parents, to athletes and their teammates is take responsibility. If you see something that happens, report it. Let somebody know so that the concussion can be managed properly.
Why do you think that there are so many problems within the NFL today as opposed to 20 years ago? It just seems like the attention has increased. I never can recall all these great quarterbacks with so many concussion problems, but today, every other game, someone seems to be pulling themselves out of a game or pulled out of a game due to a potential concussion.
You know, a lot has changed over the years. I think that athletes have gotten bigger, stronger, faster. And, of course, force equals mass times acceleration, so these factors play a big role. But at the same time, I think that there's also this cultural shift that I've been talking about has, in fact, been taking place. And it used to be that the athlete would have gotten their bell rung or gotten dinged and told to just walk it off. You know, if they didn't lose consciousness, then it's not a concussion and walk it off. These are myths. Only 10% of all concussion injuries actually result in loss of consciousness. And so I think that now that medical science has shed light on the serious nature of concussions, we are all starting to take it more seriously.
Yeah, without a question, today we are with neurologist Dr. Harry Karasidis, MD, who specializes in sports concussion management with 25 years of experience studying brain trauma and having thousands of athletes using his protocol. He also wrote his new book, Concussionology, to help preserve the game while protecting the athlete. And he is today with us on eHealth Radio's Neurology and Brain Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Karasidis, what are the most basic tips for sports concussion management?
Well, in addition to recognize, report, recover, and responsibility, athletes, the parents, the coaches need to be aware of the state laws that are mandated for youth athletes. What are the laws in your locale with regards to detection of concussion and reporting of concussion and also return to gameplay? It's always safe to use the mantra, when in doubt, sit them out. So if there's a potential injury that it looks like a suspected concussion and there's no medical professional around to establish whether or not a concussion has occurred, then that athlete really should be pulled from practice or the game and not returned to practice or gameplay until they have been seen and cleared by a medical professional. I go through a lot of the tips with regards to concussion management, including recognition of signs and symptoms, what to do on the sideline, what to do after a concussion injury occurs in my book, Concussionology. And if there's an interest, by all means, get the book and look those up. There's a lot of information in the book.
Lastly, how can equipment help with sports concussions?
You know, equipment is there to try and minimize the trauma. There is probably no such thing as a concussion-proof helmet, for instance. Helmets really significantly reduce the risk of trauma to the skull and reduce skull fractures and the like. But the fact that the brain sits inside the skull, unattached, kind of floating within the spinal fluid, much like the yolk of an egg is just sitting suspended inside. When there's trauma to the head, the brain sloshes around back and forth, slamming against the inner table of the skull, and much like scrambling the yolk of an egg without breaking the shell. And there's no helmet that's ever going to reduce that risk. But that being said, it's really important to have the best helmets to make sure that the playing field has been made as concussion-proof as possible by ensuring that pads are appropriately placed around goalposts or along walls around the playing field to reduce the risk of concussion injury.
Well, Dr. Karasidis, it certainly has been good to have had you back to speak on this topic. Where can our listeners get more information about your book, Concussionology, and make their purchase as well, and how can they best be in contact?
There's many resources. One of the best resources is the Excellent Brain website, excellentbrain.com, XLNTbrain.com, which is our concussion management protocol. And there is a link on the website to the book if you're interested. You can also buy the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, or other popular outlets.
Dr. Karasidis, once again, thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you a happy holidays and also look forward to speaking with you once again right here on eHealth Radio.
And to you too, Eric.
We've been speaking with neurologist Dr. Harry Karasidis, MD, who specializes in sports concussion management with 25 years of experience studying brain trauma and having thousands of athletes using his protocol. He's also the author of the new book, Concussionology, to help preserve the game while protecting the athletes. And once again, the website for contact and for more information is excellentbrain.com. That is XLNTbrain.com. This has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the Neurology and Brain Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.